Chip, do you have a better sense now going into the combine of exactly what you have in Philly and the talent level? And what's your sense of how much of a rebuilding or retooling project you face?
Yeah, I've watched every game, you know, watched every cut-up of all our current players. But until you really get a chance to see them in person in our first mini camp, you don't really know. You know, the film will tell you a lot, but it doesn't tell you everything. So, you know, part of making decisions is about meeting them as players and kind of finding out what their work ethic's like, what they're like on the practice field, what they're like in the weight room, and really excited about when that opportunity comes up. But, you know, from a film work standpoint, we've exhausted every tape we could on these guys, but still, you're never going to know until you get a chance to be with them and interact with them and see what they're all about.
When you were hired by the Eagles, you said it was either Philadelphia or go back to Oregon. So what appealed to you them more than the Browns?
I just thought for me it was the Eagles was the best opportunity, you know, and I was just really excited when I met Howie and Jeff Lurie and Don and the group of people there, and that you know, it was just it was the right fit for me, and that's what I felt, you know. So my decision ended up being, am I going to stay with a bunch of guys and players that I love coaching and had a tremendous amount of success at, but if I was going to go anywhere, it was going to be Philadelphia. So it wasn't an elimination of anything. It was just, I just thought Philly was the best fit.
Well, so why was that a better fit for you than Cleveland?
I just fit in better, so.
Hey, Jim, there's four quarterbacks on the roster now. Are you planning on keeping these four going forward, or do you expect more or less?
I'm not a predictor of how it's going to work, and I've never had an opportunity to work with them. You know, last time I was with Dennis was in 2007, and haven't had a chance to work with Michael or Nick. Saw Nick play in college. Never saw Trent Edwards in person. You know, I've spoken to all those guys on the phone, and that's just been an introductory, hey, how you doing? Here's our schedule. Look forward to meeting you. So I can't tell you what the future is going to be and who it's going to be. You know, and a lot of that will come from when we get a chance to actually spend time with them on the practice field.
So. Chip, you're going to have to make some roster decisions on guys before you even get to see them on the practice field. And you just said the tape doesn't always tell the story. So how do you make these difficult decisions when you don't have that kind of time to really work with them?
A lot of that is on our personnel department because they know them a lot better than I do at this point in time. So, you know, I'll give them my opinion on terms of where we are. But, you know, on some of those decisions, and obviously you're on the clock with some guys, yeah, you'll have to make them beforehand. But those are the rules that we're governed by. So,
why did you bring Dennis Dixon into the mix?
We just want to get another quarterback on the roster. I'm familiar with Dennis. And, you know, before you get a chance to see anybody else, I know Dennis's skill set, and I've got a chance to – I know him firsthand. I know what his makeup is, so – and felt real comfortable. He's got a chance to come in and compete, so.
Do you mean for a starting job at all? I mean, the backup to the starter, where do you see him competing?
One thing I can tell you before we ever start, I can't predict the future, so I have no idea. But everybody, with the amount of reps we get in practice, everybody's going to get a shot at throwing the football around, and the best players are going to play.
Can you talk a bit about your relationship, your background with Bill Belichick, and anything that he's talked to you about in preparing you for this first NFL head coaching opportunity?
I know Coach Belichick just from when I'm from New England, so spent a lot of time going down just as a coach when they opened up practice for college coaches to come down and visit and talk with him, and have, you know, always asked him questions. But I didn't talk to Coach about coming to the NFL. I didn't talk to Coach about, you know, what to expect in my first season. You know, he's one of the, you know, the iconic coaches in this profession, you know, and obviously his record speaks for itself. So, you know, when you're around people like that, you do a lot more listening than you do talking. So,
so. Coach, what do you see in Pat Shurmur and his offense marrying that with yours? How's that going to look moving forward?
You know, when I met Pat, I didn't know Pat before, but just we seemed to hit it off right away. Extremely intelligent, very well thought out, very detailed oriented. Have a lot of similar philosophies in the passing game, in the running game, and just felt like it was the best way I said it about putting our whole staff together is it was just a good fit. There was a lot of really qualified candidates, but, you know, it just seemed like we clicked right away when I got a chance to meet him. And you know, the fact that he had been a head coach in this league, you know, to have a guy in the office right next door to yours to be able to kind of run things by him, or has this ever come up when you were, you know, sitting in that chair? And he's been fantastic. So we've been together for about 3 weeks now, and you know, really just kind of putting things together, his thoughts, my thoughts, you know, and all of our guys on the offensive side of the ball. And when we meet, we've had really productive meetings and just trying to get some thoughts on paper and put together a playbook.